something that you already know.
我可能跟你们讲一些你们已经知道的事情。
Pastor Pat has decided that the first Wednesday of every month, the entire staff is going to spend the entire day praying.
这个 Pat 牧师呢，他决定每个月的第一个星期三，我们所有在服事的同工都要花整天的时间去祷告。
Did you know that already?
你们知道吗？
So we don't go to our desks, we don't go to our office, we don't even look at our cell phones.
所以我们不回到我们的办公室的座位上，我们甚至连我们的手机都不看。
But we spend that entire day of praying.
但是我们把那一整天都花用来祷告。
When he first told us that, I was like, "Am I not going to get my desk work done?"
那我第一次听到这样的要求的时候，我就说我的工作没有办法完成了。
But after the first day of spending the entire day of prayer, I realized that day of prayer is more important than the desk work.
当我第一天花整天的时间祷告之后，我就意识到那整天的祷告绝对比桌面上的工作重要。
And the entire staff realized that we can accomplish a lot more if we step away for the day and spend it with God.
而且是所有服事的同工都意识到，如果我们整天都用那天来祷告的话，我们可以获得的得到的东西要远比我们工作要得到的多。
It's like a spiritual retreat that we have this opportunity to grow and to learn more about God as an entire staff.
那这就像是一个属灵的退休会，我们以整个服事同工一起能够更多的去了解神。
So that's a day that is in addition to our own personal prayer life.
所以那个祷告的日就像是我们在我们个人的祷告生活中又多出一天来专门的祷告。
The reason I'm telling you this is that this past month, a verse that we were given to meditate on caused me to question some things.
那我跟大家分享这个，就是因为在过去这个月，我们要去冥想、去思想的一段圣经的话语呢，让我去更多的去思考这个问题。
It intrigued me to cause me to want to learn more about Jesus when he selected his 12 apostles out of the 72 disciples that were following him.
他是激起我的兴趣去更多的学习耶稣基督，他当初从72个门徒里面拣选了12个使徒究竟是怎么回事。
The verse is Luke 6 verse 12 to 16. If you want to look it up,
如果你想看一下的话，它就是路加福音六章十二到十八十六节。
But before we read it, I want to help you to understand the difference of what a disciple is and what an apostle is.
在我们读之前呢，我就想帮助大家理解一下门徒和使徒的区别。
According to the dictionary, the word disciple refers to learner or follower.
根据字典的定义，门徒的定义就是学习者或者是跟随者。
Someone who accepts the help and spreads the teaching of a famous person.
是那些接受帮助和教导的那些人，从一个著名的人那里得到这些。
Jewish disciples would follow their masters around.
那犹太的门徒呢，会跟着他们的主人四处的游走。
They would literally imitate everything that they did.
他们会实实在在的去模仿他们的主人的做法。
The goal of a Jewish disciple was to become just like the rabbi or the teacher that they were following.
对于门徒的目标，他们就是要完全的模拟，或者是真的是像他们的主人。
In Jesus' day, many people had disciples following them.
在耶稣基督的时代，有非常多的门徒来跟随他们。
The Pharisees, the rabbis, and even John the Baptist had disciples following them.
那些教导师，那些法利赛人，甚至是施洗的约翰，都有很多的门徒跟随他们。
But Jesus' disciples were going to be a little different.
而耶稣基督的门徒就有一些不同。
Because his disciples were to follow him and remain following him.
而他的门徒不仅要跟随他，而且是一直跟随他。
They weren't going to turn around and have disciples following them after a while.
他们不会是过了一段时间之后呢，成为有其他的门徒来跟随他们的门徒。
A word we might be able to compare it to would be an apprentice.
那我们要一定要去比较一个词，就是徒弟。
Somebody being trained and skilled in a profession.
那徒弟的意思就是一些被训练来去做一个专门职业的一些人。
Kind of like Jojo.
有点像Jojo.
Because he is being an apprentice to Pastor Pat and Pastor Mike.
那他就有点像是Pat 牧师和 Mike 牧师的徒弟。
They will help train him to raise him up to be a pastor and a pastor of Jesus Christ.
那他们会帮助训练他能够成为将来成为一个牧师，成为耶稣基督的一个服侍者。
Now the word apostle literally translates to the one sent forth.
那这个词使徒就确切的翻译就是被差遣的。
They are messengers.
他们是送消息的人。
In the New Testament, the word apostle is the official name given to the 12 disciples. Of Jesus Christ.
在新约中，使徒是专门用来给耶稣基督的那个特别拣选的十二个门徒的名字。
And Jesus chose them specifically to preach the gospel message.
耶稣基督特意的选定他们来传福音。
Jesus chose them specifically to be part of his life and his ministry while he was here on earth.
那耶稣基督特定的选定他们作为他生活中的一部分和他的宣教工作、服事的工作的一部分，在这个世界上。
So the apostles learned and were trained by Jesus.
所以门徒就是直接向耶稣基督学习，直接受他训练的人。
At that time, Jesus had 72 disciples following him.
在那个时候，耶稣基督有72个门徒跟随他。
Out of those 72 disciples, Jesus chose 12 and set them apart.
那从这72个门徒当中，耶稣基督选出了12个人成为使徒，与他们分别不同。
So I hope that helps you understand what a disciple and an apostle is.
所以希望这能够帮助你理解门徒和使徒的不同。
We're going to read Luke 6:12-16 now.
所以我们要读一下路加福音六章十二到第十六节。
This was the verse that was given to us on the staff prayer day that caused me to want to learn more.
那这一段经文就是在我们的整个同工祷告日那一天给我们的一段经文。
Verse 12。
十二节。
One of those days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray.
那时耶稣出去上山祷告。
and spent the night praying to God.
整夜祷告神。
When morning came, he called his disciples to him.
到了天亮，叫他的门徒来。
And chose 12 of them.
就从他们中间挑选十二个人。
Who he would designate as apostles.
称他们为使徒。
Simon, who he named Peter.
这十二个人有西门，耶稣又给他起名叫彼得。
His brother Andrew.
还有他兄弟安德烈。
James, John, Philip, Bartholomew.
又有雅各和约翰，菲利和巴多罗买。
Matthew.
马太。
Thomas, son of Alphaeus.
多马是亚勒菲的儿子。
Simon, who was called the Zealot.
和奋锐党的西门。
Judas, son of James.
雅各的儿子犹大。
And Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor.
和卖主的加略人犹大。
It's a pretty simple verse, isn't it?
那是一个非常简单的一段经文，是吧？
But what struck me mostly is the fact that before Jesus made a major decision,He spent the entire night praying with God.
那使我震动最大的一点就是在耶稣做这个决定之前呢，他在整夜的祷告神。
Just like we spend an entire day now praying to God.
就像是我们现在花整天祷告神一样。
These are the three questions that came to mind when I read that verse.
那当我读到这段经文的时候，我脑中浮现出三个问题。
Why did Jesus select these 12 men?
为什么耶稣基督选了这十二个男人？
They were not the experts of the law.
他们对于律法不是专家。
They weren't the Pharisees who had studied the Holy Scriptures.
他们不是研读了整个圣经的法利赛人。
They did not have rabbinical training.
他们没有做教师的训练。
They weren't the pastors of the day.
他们不是那个时候的宣教士。
So who were these men?
他们是谁？
They were ordinary men.
他们都是普通人。
Some were fishermen.
有些是渔夫。
One was a tax collector.
有一个是税吏。
Another was a missionary.
另外一个是宣教士。
Some were brothers.
有些是之间是兄弟。
Some were previous disciples of John the Baptist.
有些是以前的施洗约翰的门徒。
One was a zealot.
有一个是奋锐党的人。
Which we would refer to as maybe a rebel.
也许我们可以认为他是一个就是反对派，起义的。
They were the common ordinary men of the day.
他们就是那个时代的。很普通的人。
Some were even questionable men.
有些甚至是有问题的人。
Outside of the religious world.
在宗教世界之外的人。
And one was even a traitor who betrayed Jesus.
有一个甚至是叛徒，他出卖了主耶稣。
Which brings me to my next question.
那带来的第二个问题。
Why did Jesus choose a traitor?
为什么耶稣选了一个叛徒？
Well, that is so complicated. It's for another sermon.
那这个问题呢，其实非常复杂。那另外一个这个讲道都可以来讲。
But I will give you a short answer to that.
所以我今天就给大家一个简短的回答。
I read a chapter in a John MacArthur book.
那我读到了约翰麦克阿瑟的一本书，这中的一章。
The name of the book is 12 Ordinary Men.
这个书的名字叫做十二个平常人。
And I read the chapter on Judas Iscariot.
那我读到了关于加略人犹大的那一章。
I'm going to explain to you the way John MacArthur would say it.
那我就向大家解释一下约翰麦克阿瑟当时是怎么说的。
Jesus, I'm sorry, God ordained Jesus' death.
那神预定了耶稣的死。
It was even prophesied who would be the betrayer of Jesus.
甚至谁会出卖耶稣都已经被预言了。
Judas decided to follow Jesus for his own personal prosperity.
犹大他决定要跟随耶稣，其实是为了他自己的财富。
Judas following Jesus was, what is it? What's in it for me?
犹大他跟随耶稣是有这么一个问题，他就说，跟随耶稣这件事里面，对我有什么好处？
He did not follow Jesus because of a personal relationship with Jesus.
他并不是因着跟耶稣基督有一个专门的个人的关系而去跟随耶稣。
Because if he did, his thinking would be, what's in it for Christ?
如果真的是这样子的话，他其实当会思考，那在其中，我为了耶稣能有什么呢？
Because of God's preordained death of Jesus.
因为神预定了神耶稣的死。
And Judas wanting personal prosperity, it created the perfect storm.
而犹大呢，他就又想要自己的这个得获利，所以说呢，这结合就是形成了一个所谓的完美的风暴。
John MacArthur says it this way.
约翰麦克阿瑟是这样说的
：The perfect will of God and the wicked purpose of Judas concurred to bring about Jesus's death.
那神美好的旨意和和这个恶者的邪恶的目的结合起来。来带给来带来耶稣基督的死。
Jesus or Judas did it for evil.
犹大是为了恶而做这个事。
But God meant it for good.
而神是为了成就好的事情。
So after a night of Jesus praying alone to God, he selected his 12 men.
所以在耶稣基督花整夜向神祷告之后，他选择了他那十二个使徒。
These men were going to be the future leaders that were going to advance the kingdom of heaven.
而这十二个人将会成为未来的领袖，来推动神国在地上的运行。
So we're going to take a little bit of a stroll through the Gospels and look at these 12 men.
所以我们就略略浏览一下圣经中对这十二个人的描述。
And we're going to learn what the gospel says about each of these men.
我们看一下福音书对这十二个人是怎么说的。
This information is taken from all four of the gospels.
这些信息是从四部福音书中拿到的。
So we have apostle 1 and 2, that would be Peter and Andrew.
所以我们有使徒一号使徒，二号使徒就是彼得和安德烈。
From the book of John, we know that Andrew was a disciple of Jesus Christ.
从约翰福音，我们知道安德烈其实已经是一个耶稣基督的门徒。
The gospel tells us that he had spent a day with Jesus.
福音书告诉我们，他和耶稣基督花了一天的时间。
By the end of the day, Andrew was convinced.That Jesus was the Messiah.
在那一天结束的时候，安德烈就被确信，耶稣就是那个弥赛亚。
And he ran back to tell his brother that he found the Messiah.
所以他就跑回去告诉他的兄弟说，耶稣基督是弥赛亚。
How often do we tell our family about the Messiah in our life?
我们有多频繁我们会跟我们自己的家里人说耶稣基督是那个弥赛亚呢？
So when we read Matthew, we see that after Jesus had prayed to God, he started walking on the seaside.
所以我们从马太福音中看到，当耶稣基督向神祷告之后，他在海边行走。
He was walking along the Sea of Galilee.
他在加利利海的边上行走。
While he was praying all night, Peter and Andrew were fishing all night.
当他祷告，整夜祷告的时候呢，彼得和安德烈其实在整夜的捕鱼。
And as the day came, Jesus saw them coming in for the, from their fishing.
那当一天开始的时候呢，耶稣就看到了他们，捕鱼归来。
They had not caught any fish all night long.
他们整夜一条鱼也没有捕到。
Jesus told them, "Drop your nets in the water."
耶稣跟他们说，把你们的网下到水里面去。
And here, professional fishermen are thinking, "We're not going to catch any fish."
那这个专职的这个捕鱼的专家，他们就肯定想，就我们肯定捕不到鱼的。
But they obeyed Jesus.
但是他们顺服了耶稣。
They dropped their nets.
他们下了网。
And they made the biggest catch they had ever made of fish.
他们获得了从来没有过的最大的收获。
And Jesus said to them.
耶稣就对他们说。
Come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
来跟随我，我要让你得人如得鱼。
And they did. Without hesitation, they dropped everything and followed Jesus.
所以他们就跟从，放下手中的一切的事情来跟从耶稣。
Andrew sharing the excitement from the previous day and the miracle of catching the fish convinced both of them to follow Jesus immediately.
安德烈就把前一天的那个兴奋其实已经跟彼得分享了，而现在又有这个神迹在他们眼前，所以他们两个就毅然的去跟随耶稣了。
Apostles 3 and 4 are James and John.
使徒三号和四号是分别是雅各和约翰。
Jesus saw these two brothers who were also fishermen that worked for their father.
那耶稣基督也看到这两个人呢，也是为他们自己的父亲工作的两个渔夫。
Their father was Zebedee.
他们的这个父亲叫这个西庇太，对，西庇太，谢谢。
And after they were there to witness this big catching of fish.
那他们那天也看到了这个耶稣他们捕到很多的鱼。
So when Jesus called them, they immediately left their father's business. And started following Jesus.
当耶稣基督呼召他们的时候，他们就立刻离开他们的父家，然后去跟随耶稣。
They were disciples that had witnessed a miracle.
他们是见证了神迹奇事的门徒们。
The next person, Apostle 5, would be Levi.
使徒第五号是利未。
He's sometimes called Matthew.
有些时候他被叫做马太。
Jesus was walking along and he saw Levi.
那耶稣走过的时候他看到了利未。
Levi was sitting in a tax booth.
那利未他坐在一个征税的桌子面前。
He was collecting the taxes.
他在征税。
How many of us like the tax collector?
有多少人喜欢这个征税的人啊？
In Jesus' day, the tax collectors would overcharge people.
在耶稣基督的时代，税吏他们会多征税。
They weren't always fair and honest.
他们其实不公平，不是一直都是公平或者是诚实的。
But Jesus said to him, "Follow me."
但耶稣跟他说，跟随我。
And Levi got up and he followed Jesus.
而利未就起来跟随耶稣了。
Isn't it interesting that these men gave up everything to follow Jesus?
那这些人立刻就放下手中的所有的事情来跟随耶稣，这个事情不是很有趣吗？
This was a pivotal point in their life that would change their future.
而这个是在他们生命中非常关键的一刻，能够改变他们的未来。
They chose to follow Jesus without hesitation.
他们选择跟随耶稣毫不犹豫。
They put their trust in Jesus for their future, uncertain where it was going to take them.
他们把信心完全放在耶稣身上，虽然还不确定未来会去哪里。
Do we do that?
我们做这样的事吗？
Put our trust in Jesus, uncertain where it's going to take us.
把信心放在耶稣身上，而不确定未来会在哪里。
We have apostles 6 and 7.
六号和七号使徒是。
That would be Philip and Nathaniel.
是腓力和
Nathaniel.
是拿但业。
Philip and Nathaniel.
Yeah, 拿但业。
Nathaniel is sometimes called Bartholomew.
拿但业有时候被叫做巴多罗买。
Jesus was preparing to leave Galilee, and he went to find Philip to ask him to join him.
耶稣准备要离开加利利，然后他去问腓力去跟随他。
Philip was up for the adventure, but he wanted to take his friend Nathaniel with him.
腓力他也决定要去开始这段神奇的工作，那但是他同时也要把拿但业他的朋友叫上。
So he goes finds Nathaniel and he tells him, "I found the person that Moses spoke about and that the prophets prophesized about."
那所以他就去拿但业面前，就是说他找到了那个摩西和众先知所预言的那个弥赛亚。
I found the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth.
我找到了那个弥赛亚。拿撒勒人耶稣。
Well, Nathaniel was a little bit skeptical.
拿但业一开始还是有一点点怀疑。
Because he knew the Messiah was supposed to come from Jerusalem, not Nazareth.
因为他知道弥赛亚应当是从耶路撒冷而来，并不是从拿撒勒而来。
Philip and Nathaniel were familiar with the Holy Scriptures.
腓力和拿但业对圣经都很熟悉。
But Philip convinced him to come and see for himself.
而腓力就能够使拿但业确信，让他自己去看。
Nathaniel did not have to spend much time with Jesus to realize that he is the Messiah.
拿但业并不需要花太多的时间跟耶稣在一起，他就意识到哦，耶稣就是那个弥赛亚。
He learned that the Messiah was born in Jerusalem, but his hometown is Nazareth.
他了解到耶稣其实是在耶路撒冷出生的，但是他的家乡是在拿撒勒。
And that's why he was called Jesus of Nazareth.
那正是为什么被叫做拿撒勒人耶稣。
So Philip and Nathaniel followed Jesus.
所以腓力和拿但业跟随了耶稣。
One by one,After Jesus prayed for the entire night to God the Father, he called all of these disciples.
那在耶稣基督花整夜向神祷告之后，他一个一个的把这些门徒召集来。
There are 5 remaining disciples.
有五个剩下的门徒。
That he called to be apostles.
那他来叫成为使徒的。
But the Bible gives us little information on how he called them.
但是圣经给我们很少的信息关于他如何呼召这些门徒。
In the verse we read, it says he appointed Thomas, James, Simon, Judas, and Judas Iscariot as apostles.
所以圣经就是说他任命了这个多马还有这个雅各多马还有这个加略人这个
Thomas, James, Simon, Judas, and Judas.
西门犹大还有加略人犹大。Thank you.
You're welcome. Because of the lives of these courageous men, we can learn some lessons about how to be spirit-directed followers of Jesus Christ.
那因为这些勇敢的人的生活见证，我们可以其实学习到如何来作为耶稣基督的跟随者。
They weren't all perfect men.
他们都不是完美的人。
They did not all live holy lives.
他们不是都过着圣洁的生活。
They were not from the religious realm.
他们并不是从宗教界而来。
The gospel records their constant failings and struggles.
福音书记载的他们很多的一直不断的失败。
It records their doubts of following Jesus.
记载了他们对跟随耶稣的怀疑。
But after witnessing the resurrection and the ascension into heaven,
那当他们见证了耶稣基督的死而复生和升天的时候，
the Holy Spirit transformed the lives of these apostles.
圣灵就完全转变了他们这些使徒们的生命。
And they became powerful men of God who turned the world upside down.
他们就成为神蛮有能力的仆人，然后使整个世界被搅乱。
Just like the girls that were baptized today.
那就像是今天那些被受洗的女孩们。
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的能力。
Their lives are going to be transformed.
他们的生活生命会被转变。
And they can turn the world upside down.
他们也可以对世界产生很大的影响。
So what changed for these apostles?
那这些使徒有什么变化？
They had been with Jesus.
他们与耶稣同在。
They were transformed by the Holy Spirit because they had been with Jesus.
正是因为他们与耶稣同在，所以他们被圣灵扭转了生命。
Can that be said of us?
那我们能不能被也说成是经历过这些？
Can people who see us say we have been transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit because we've been with Jesus?
那人们对我们自己能不能说，我们也是因为跟耶稣在一起过，我们的生命也被圣灵所扭转了？
Which brings me full circle.
那把我带回一个完全的一圈来理解。
Because this is what Pastor Pat's desire is for the entire staff.
那我想这就是Pat 牧师他为整个同工的一个心中所愿的想法。
That on our staff prayer days, we would be transformed by the Holy Spirit because we've been with Jesus.
在我们同工祷告日之中，我们因着跟耶稣基督在一起而能够被圣灵所完全翻转我们的生命。
But we all know on staff that it doesn't end or start there on that one day.
所以我们作为同工都知道，它并不是说只是从那一天开始或结束。
We all need our own personal time with Jesus Christ.
我们都希望，我们都需要我们自己跟耶稣基督的私人的时间。
We all need daily time.
我们每一天都需要这样的时间。
Where we've been with Jesus.
我们跟耶稣基督在一起。
Just like the apostles.
就像使徒一样。
They were with Jesus every day.
他们和耶稣基督每天在一起。
So when we spend that time with Jesus all day long, what do we pray about?
所以当我们整日都和耶稣基督在一起的时候，我们祷告的是什么呢？
I can just share with you what I pray about in that time and in that personal time that I have with Jesus.
那我就可以跟大家分享一下，在那个与耶稣基督私人亲密的时间里面，我祷告的是什么？
I pray about everyday ordinary things.
那我祷告的也是每一天日常的事情。
I pray for my husband that his day would go well.
我为我的丈夫祷告，他希望他的日子过得顺利。
I pray for our marriage that God would continue to strengthen it.
那我为我们的婚姻祷告，希望神能够使它更坚强。
I pray for my children that the Spirit of God would burn brightly in them.
那我为我的孩子们祷告，希望神的灵能够在他们心中燃烧的光明。
I pray for God's guidance in ministry.
那我求神能够给我在我的服事之中有引导。
I pray for His church, all of us, that we would love Him and serve Him passionately.
那我为我们的所有的教会，我们所有的人能够去爱他，服侍他，用热情去爱他。
How about you?
你们祷告什么？
Would people around you say that you have been transformed because you've been with Jesus?
哦，那你们是怎么样的呢？有没有你们周围的人跟你们说，你们因为你们和花时间跟耶稣在一起，你们被圣灵所扭转生命？
When you spend time with him, what do you pray about?
当你和耶稣基督在一起的时候，你们祷告的是什么？
How often do you pray?
你们多祷告了频繁吗？
Especially when you have to make an important decision, like Jesus prayed the night, the whole night before he chose the 12 apostles.
尤其是当要做一个特别重要决定的时候，比如耶稣基督准备拣选十二个使徒的那前一天晚上，他整晚祷告。
I know for myself, if Jesus is my example, I still need to go to God more often about the decisions that I'm making in my personal life and in my ministry life.
而我自己我知道，其实我因着要去为着我自己日常的生活和服侍生活、服侍工作的原因要做的决定，我应该更多的去耶稣基督面前祷告。
How often do we take our decisions to God before we make them?
我们多少时候是在我们做决定之前，把这个决定带到神的面前去祷告呢？
How often do we act on a decision in our life and then invite God in?
有多少时候我们都是先做决定，然后再把神邀请来去。
How often do we neglect to even invite Jesus into our decision making?
那我们其实 有多少时候甚至都忽略了把耶稣基督邀请来一起做这个祷告的决定。
I have seen him answer my prayers.
我看到过他 回应我的祷告。
Have you seen him answer your prayers?
你有没有见过他回应你的祷告呢？
Sometimes he answers them immediately.
有些时候他会立刻回答。
But other times we have to wait patiently for him to put all the pieces together.
那有些时候我们要特别耐心的等候，能够让他把所有的事情都准备好。
But I think you can agree with me.
那我想你一定能够同意我。
That he has been faithful in the past to answer our prayers.
他在过去的时候是非常信实的回答了回应了我们的祷告。
And so we can be confident that he will be faithful to answer the prayers that have not been answered yet.
所以我们应该有信心，对于那些还没有被回应的祷告，我们他一定会回应。
The 12 men called by Jesus made the decision to follow him.
那这十二个被呼召的使徒去呼召来跟随他。
Some he called directly.
有些他直接的叫去呼召的。
Others were introduced to Jesus by family or friends.
有些时候有些人就是被朋友或家人介绍。
But when Jesus calls, it's not to just walk with him for the day.
那当耶稣基督呼召他们的时候，并不是说只是在白天跟他去跟随他。
His call is for a lifetime.
他的呼召是整个人生的呼召。
To learn, to live, and to love, just like he does.
去学习，去生活，去爱，就像是耶稣基督爱我们那样。
He set them apart to be his apostles.
他把他们分别为圣，成为他自己的使徒。
Handpicked by God.
亲手由神拣选。
Personally invited by Jesus.
耶稣基督亲自的邀请。
To go to places that they would never imagine.
去到他们从来不可想象的地方去。
To do things they would never expect.
去做他们从来也没有预料到要做的事。
To live and to die for him.
去为他而生，为他而死。
You too have been handpicked by God.
你们也是被神亲手拣选。
And personally invited.
亲自的邀请。
By Jesus to go to places you could never imagine.
耶稣基督 邀请你们去走到你们从来没有想过的地方。
To do things you would never expect.
做你们从来没有想过的事情。
To live and to die for him.
去为他而生，为他而死。
What do you need to go up to the mountainside and speak to God about?
你需要走到神的山面前，向神想要说什么？
Spend time with him in prayer.
花时间与他在一起，向他祷告。
Learn about him.
去更多的了解他。
You can do that through the Holy Scriptures.
你可以通过圣经来做到这一点。
Follow him with your whole heart.
用你全心来跟随他。
And live spirit-filled lives.
以圣灵充满的生活来生活。
We can't imagine what Jesus prayed for on the mountainside.
我们不可想象在山的边耶稣祷告的是什么。
But we can see his results.
但是我们可以看到他的结果。
12 very ordinary men became 12 passionate followers of Jesus Christ.
十二个非常平常的人成为耶稣基督、充满热情的跟随者。
They changed the world forever because of a prayer on the mountainside.
因着耶稣基督在山边的那个祷告，他们从此完全的改变了这个世界。让我为你们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, I just pray for this body of Christ here.That we would go to the mountainside and spend time with you, and that we would turn our world upside down because we've been with you. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior, I pray. Amen.
Amen.